Shalom, my precious brethren. Welcome back. We are continuing on the topic, Guard Our Hearts. Today, we are going to touch on self-knowledge. Let's pray. Dear Lord, you know us better than we know ourselves. May you help us to know the spiritual state that we are in. Help us to know ourselves in order that we are able to guard our hearts. May you give us the understanding and protect us from the wiles of the devil. In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Firstly, let me define the word introspection. Introspection is the examination of one's own conscious thoughts and feelings. We need to know the condition of our lives in order to take steps to improve. The right way to self-knowledge is not through introspection. In John 16 verse 8, "For when the Spirit is come, He will convict the world in respect of sin." The Holy Spirit will convict our hearts, not through your own introspection. King David told God, "Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart." Psalms 26 verse 2. "Search me, O God, know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me." That's in Psalms 139 verse 23 to 24. These two passages show us the right way to self-knowledge. If we desire to know our heart and mind, to know our thoughts, whether there is any wicked way, we should not spend time in examining ourselves as to how we feel about ourselves. Rather, we should ask God to examine and search and trial us, so that we may have an accurate knowledge of ourselves. Our self-knowledge comes not by our self-examination, but by God examining us. God knows us better than we know ourselves, because all things are naked and laid open before Him. Even the secret recesses, innermost parts of our heart that are beyond our reach. Some of us are very poor in remembering things. These are not hidden from Him. If we are granted His eyesight, we will not be deceived, but shall know our real condition. Do you know how God thinks of you? You consider yourself to be pretty good, but do you believe God thinks of you that way too? Or you may regard yourself to be quite bad. Do you think God agrees with you? Hence, do not reckon yourself good or bad according as you feel. Such knowledge is most inaccurate. Only God can tell whether you are really good or bad. God does not want us to keep brooding, keep having introspective over ourselves. He do not allow us to live carelessly. He realized that we will never know ourselves through introspection. What He judges as wrong, we may consider as good. What He condemns as unclean, we may deem as not so bad. We must have the same viewpoint as Him. He will therefore not have us follow our own undependable feeling and inaccurate judgment, but He would have us get the mind of the Spirit that we may have His judgment as our judgment. In order to overcome this, we need the true source of light. We need Jesus Christ as our light. In John chapter 8 verse 12, "Again therefore Jesus spake unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in the darkness, but shall have the light of life." The Lord Jesus is light. As we draw nigh to Him, we see light. How often we imagine that nothing is wrong, but when we bring the fact to the Lord and ask Him to reveal the truth to us, we realize how very wrong is the matter. We are trying to measure using a ruler that is 10 cm shorter than the ruler God is using. Do not measure your spiritual life using your own measurement, while the Holy Spirit and His Word is God's measurement. If a Christian does not pray earnestly and ask the Lord to unveil to him his real condition, it is almost certain that 9 out of 10 times he will do the wrong thing. The more one draws near to the Lord, the more shall he receive the light of God. In Psalms 119, verse 105, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and light unto my path. God's word is the light. In Psalms 119, verse 130, The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. The word of God is the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. The entrance of the word of God giveth light and understanding to the simple. We must always take note that we have to seek the Lord and the mind of the Lord in order to understand the condition that we are in. Concerning the path you are taking, is it man or is it God who says you are all right? The work of the flesh cannot be hidden from God's light. Not what people say, but what the Word of God says. Right or wrong is not to be daily determined by our feeling. Rather, it is it to be decided by God's Word. We must not conclude, rather let God's Word judge the matter. Place ourselves before His Word and allow it to judge and to unveil. Hence, let us study the Bible diligently and depend on the Holy Spirit to open up His Word so that we may know ourselves. As a child of God, ye are the light of the world. That's found in Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. A child of God is a source of light, just like God is light. As God is able to make manifest the true image of a person, a child of God can be like God. And like His light, He is able to show the true character of others. He will be much feared, and in seeing Him, they feel condemned. If we are not spiritually strong or holy, you find that we are not walking in God's light and God's holiness. A feeble Christian does not mind meeting another similar to himself. But when he comes near to one who lives in God's light, he feels ashamed. Under enlightenment, his pride and dishonesty are all exposed. No one can work for God without having God's light. Who else will ever be brought closer to God unless your light shines on Him? If you live close to God, your life is always governed by God's light, and you will automatically make manifest the real condition of those who come near to you. To do God's will and to fulfill God's work, you need to be a light. One thing, though, must be remembered, which is that the light you receive is from the revelation of the Holy Spirit. Regardless whether its unveiling comes through approaching Christ, studying the Word, or gathering with other believers, it is the Holy Spirit who manifests to you the unapproachable light in which God dwells, even God's glory and holiness and righteousness. It is the Spirit who causes us to realize what is the absolute standard of God, by which we are enabled to see ourselves, our real condition, and our shortcomings. The power of this light is to give people self-knowledge. When one enters into this light, he is shown his actual condition. Many believers is naturally self-conceited, self-complacent, and self-righteous. Human words like exhortation, persuasion, warning, and reproach are unable to help him see his depravity. Only the light of God, which shines on him, can make him realize how undone, corrupted, and hypocritical he is. When God's light comes, everything will be betrayed its true color. It is true that none can be saved without the shining of God's light on him, but neither can any advance spiritually or work effectively without it. How does a sinner come to know the Lord Jesus as his Savior? It is the Lord that reaches out to him. Without a doubt, it is not argument. Moreover, does he realize that he is a sinner? No amount of logic or reason or warning will cause a sinner to see his sin and to see that the Lord Jesus as his Savior. I do not mean that these are totally useless, for they do have their place, but even so, this can only affect the mental state, the mental consent, not the spiritual seeing. So my precious brethren, let us seek the Lord and see the true self that we are in. May we pray. Let's pray. Father, thank you, Lord, for this little sharing. I pray, Lord, that thou would help us to be able to have that self-knowledge to know the condition that we are in. And Lord, may our life, O God, be a light unto yours, Lord, shining forth, to show the real condition, Lord, of those who are not close to you. Father, show us, Lord, where we are and help us to draw nigh to you so that we can walk right with you. We pray, Lord, that will break down this word to the hearts of my brethren. In Jesus Christ's name I ask. Amen.